The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Did not think it's gonna go work, but for people who are at home listening, Henry usually likes to tease me for not being ready, for not clapping, for not syncing up. And then this guy now tries to pull a different joke and he's like, what are the three magic words? And I said, I am ready. And he actually started the episode. So you know what, Henry? Thank you. Thank you for being reasonable.
I am reasonable. I am heroic. I am cool. And most of all, I am very friendly, honest, and humble. I am very strong. I have never, ever punched someone. But that's because I'm very reasonable in my outbursts and violence. I only kick people when they mildly annoy me.
True. My butt cheek has not reformed its former shape. Still.
That's good. That makes you unique. You can thank me for that.
Yeah, my OnlyFans plummeted, but...
That's right, Rudy. Not everything's about money. It's more about violence.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
All right,
there
Rudy, can I tell you a funny story?
Just one thing
can I tell you a funny story, Rudy?
I
really want to tell you a funny story, Rudy.
The presents
I would love to tell you a funny
Christmas
story.
Tree.
I've got a really cracker of a story
you
for you, Rudy.
My own.
I've got a great
more
story, and it's waiting to be told, Rudy. I cracked this one in the mirror yesterday, and I was laughing
all
myself.
I
really
Christmas.
Think you're gonna love this one, Rudy. I really do. I just need your permission to go.
You. That's right, people.
All right,
we are in the Christmas season, and Rudy is happy. Oh, I've been waiting for a year for this. Could you believe it? For a year.
Yeah, I can believe that. That seems pretty logical.
And today
you know
you
what
won't
I'm missing?
Get me. I will be. You know what? I appreciate you being my life. I love you, Henry. For who you are, not for you could be.
Thank you. I actually appreciate that. Do I have to say something back?
Well, nice people would, but that's okay. I appreciate it for who you are. So if you don't, that's
fine. I like your
deal.
Glasses.
Thank you.
I think your glasses are good. I think they're. I really. What I love more than those glasses.
Could
is
you
those
breed the Christmas
tissues.
Present under my tree this year?
Probably not.
Why? I miss you. I haven't seen you for like a year at this point.
But so, what do you want me to do?
Just come visit.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be in Latvia, so come visit
one?
In Latvia. But
see, I do want to do that. I think that's cool. But. Probably not during winter, because, Rudy, you know, I hate winter, so I would rather avoid
the cold. Yeah, I kind of tried to sleaze your way into your third winter in a row.
I mean, I don't hate winter, I hate snow, so as long as there's no snow, I'm good to go, as they say.
But what if it's
can I tell you a funny story,
melt?
Rudy? That... Doesn't
no,
that would
I think
arguably
that, I think
be,
you
a,
hate
be
snow
a lot worse?
Because the snow that you grew up with is the type of snow that like falls in the Netherlands, and in 3 days it's like slush because it melts. Where I come from, it stays for like a week or two or maybe a month. It just stays. It's like a winter wonderland.
I hate snow because when I bike, I eat shit falling on my face.
Valid reason. Moving on. Tell your funny story.
All right, I had a funny story. this actually happened like a while ago, probably like 2 months ago, but I just recently remembered it and I thought it was funny. So now I've built it up a lot, so now it better fucking hit. So ready to get your laugh track ready, please?
Okay.
So here I was walking. I mean, who does that nowadays? Everything's about cars.
<That's dumbass>.
So I was walking. I was going to work. But my train was cancelled, so I had to find an alternative. So a street over was a tram. So I was walking, and there was a construction site that I was walking by, right? Mm-hmm. Now, there was, like, fencing on the footpath.
Okay.
And the footpath looked really new. So I thought, okay, what if this is like freshly poured concrete, right? I don't want to step on this and fuck it up.
Yeah.
So I was standing there. I was like, okay, I'll just give it a quick tap with my foot, see if it's okay.
Okay.
And it felt solid. So I was like, okay, let's go for it. So I'm just, at that point, I'm like, okay, we're good. Walking along.
Oh, no.
Like 10 meters in, I get stopped by two builders. They're freaking out. Like, no, what are you doing? Stop, stop, stop. And then I'm like, fuck, did I completely misjudge? What the fuck have I done? And then they start just cracking up.
Oh my God, the fucking so jokesters.
They saw me, yeah, they saw me like tapping the concrete at the beginning, and they decided to play a prank on me. And I, like, it was so unexpected. I was like actually fucking panicking, like, holy shit, I can't believe it. I specifically checked for this shit.
That's a harmless and good prank. That's the pranks we love. That's the joy of the world when random people do this kind of shit, and it's like, it doesn't actually hurt you in any way. It's just funny.
Yeah.
Probably brighten your
day. No, I thought it was funny as well. Yeah, it was. It was really, like, unexpected and funny. I was just glad that I didn't actually fuck anything up.
You know?
I didn't think anybody would see me, like, doing that either, so. No, they were good. They were having a laugh, and I was having a laugh as well, and then on to work.
That's nice. That's actually cute, is what it is.
Would you say that's in the Christmas spirit, Rudy?
Yes, I would.
All right.
Oh, there's no follow-up? Okay, yeah, I would say that's in the Christmas spirit.
For Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
Which is the news.
And the news. Let's go on to the news.
No more girls' nights is my title.
What? Then what
am
I
know, it's fucked
do?
Up. Yeah.
Fucking hell. No fun allowed.
You know those swarms of grannies who save up money and then travel the world in packs once they're retired?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Prague recently did something that most likely will invoke the wrath of these ladies, which for those who have been on the opposing side of it will know. Prague, best of luck for you out there. You probably have heard of this when you were looking, because it was all over the news, but the city of Prague has banned pub crawls, the organized nighttime bar hopping tours run by specialized agencies. So the new regulation approved by the city councilors on Monday will take effect immediately upon publication. The ban, primarily requested by the local town hall in the center of Prague, aims to address the noise disturbances caused by intoxicated tourists. All the big cities in the world are doing this.
Yeah, this was actually my first news article as well. It's a pretty big one.
Oh, was it actually?
Yeah, it was genuinely. There's a lot of places doing this. I mean, there were like protests in Mallorca and stuff as well, like against tourism. I mean, look, I get it. I have to say the reasons that I found in the article I read were kind of shit, because it was like, let me just quote what I've got here. They want to attract more cultured and wealthier tourists, and it's like, you just don't say that. I think that's a very, like, icky thing to say.
I don't get the icky part.
More cultured and wealthy? I just feel like that's very snobby.
Oh, I misinterpret the sentence. Oh, so they just be like, only the rich ones please come, the broke ones get away?
Well, it's like, we're above your, like, drinking beer and shit. And it's like, okay, but you know that you, like, people do this here because it's cheap and, like, a good scene, like you can try to distance yourself from it, but you also shouldn't be like, oh, this is so awful. I don't know.
As I said, Prague, I believe, is the place for the night balls in the Christmas time. So they are a bit posh over there. So unless you come in a gown or a suit, don't fucking come my way, is basically what they're saying.
I mean,
it's probably for American old ladies.
Look, I don't even disagree with the idea of banning pub crawls, because I think, like, the idea behind it is just to discourage, like, people that only come to drink, not people that like to have a drink while they're there, you know?
Yeah.
Because I thought this was funny as well. They were like, we're trying to deter the worst type of tourists, the young Brit.
Genuinely, yes, parties. I get it. Because there are those tourists who like go to the some place and they basically just, they don't even see the place. They go to the bar, get drunk, and then feel like they own the world because they paid money for it.
Yeah. So I read as guy. Well that the pub owners are not afraid to lose business because it's like still allowed to buy beers and shit and go out. It's just there's no more organized tours.
Yeah.
So it's just to ban people that were just going on tours and not like actually exploring a bit for themselves.
Well, now this is basically encouraging, be like, yo, do your job yourself, huh?
Yeah, I mean, a pub crawl is really not that hard to set up as well for yourself. Like, isn't a pub crawl basically just you have like a select amount of bars that you go to and you just have a beer at one and go to the next?
Yes.
Just so you can experience a lot of bars?
I think pub crawl is just another term for pub hopping or whatever it's called.
Yeah. I want to, okay, Rudy, next time I'm in Big E again, we should go do a
Big
pub
E,
crawl.
Huh? That's how we're naming Eindhoven. Big E.
That's right. Big E. Am
I
wrong?
You know what? Sure, buddy. Because that will probably be in 5 years' time, right?
That's not true. I feel like you're really riding me on this for no reason, Rudy. I've not even been gone a year.
I would never ride you. Not at Christmas season. I just miss you so much. I love you so much that my love hurts me now.
Yeah, that's sounds like
everybody wanted me to be nicer to you. This is the time I talk nice to you. This is the season, after all.
This is when Rudy hits me with the "I'm only mean to you because I love you." And it's like, all right, buddy, that's bad reasoning.
Wait till January comes. My New Year's resolution is be even harder on you.
My New Year's resolution is start an intervention for you that I don't have to attend and force you into therapy.
Kind of based, not gonna lie, but anyways, avast, mateys, I will run for chair.
You're gonna stage the intervention for yourself?
No, that's the title of my new article, avast, mateys, I will run for chair. Me and my 23 personalities talking is basically the gist. No, but okay.
All right.
Now, these days, we hear a lot of talks about democracy failing here and there, right? Mm-hmm. As a government type, just like any other, it has its pros and cons. However, it seems the Czech Republic has come up with a way of how to spice it up a bit. You know those talks about making boring subjects more bearable by introducing some kind of a fun element or something, Henry? You know, like at school, they're like, oh, history is boring as fuck. Unless you teach it in a fun way. And then they like show you movies or they like some kind of like world map quizzes and stuff like that. Well, here's the official article name where I think that Czech Republic has succeeded at that when it comes to their democratic parties. Former mayor of Prague, Zdeněk Hrib, wants to lead pirates.
Okay.
For context.
Oh, is this...
Zdeněk Hrib, deputy mayor of Prague and councillor for transport, will run for the chair of the Pirates following the resignation of the former lead of the party, Ivan Bartoš, in September. Hrib said this in a press release for a CTK agency. He wants the Pirates to be a liberal centrist party. So they apparently have a democratic party called the Pirates.
You know that's the case in the Netherlands as well, right?
What? Where has this been? I would have been in politics so quick.
Yeah, no, there's the Pirate Party. They also run in the Netherlands.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they just don't get enough votes to actually get like a seat in parliament. But because this was also very funny to me back in the day when I first found out about it in high school.
Bro! Representing the St. Martin?
I don't know. I think it's just about, like, economical freedom or shit like that. It's just like a liberal party, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, and I think it would be the same with the Czech one, is that if you're called the Pirate Party, everybody just thinks it's funny and you're not really going to get many votes.
Unless you lead all the way into it, you come up to the podium and you're like, hear ye, hear ye. Pulls out a gunshot, like a cannon shot, just like, poof. Ahoy, mateys! you landlubbers!
Give him a dimper.
Our country! And he just starts talking about some, like, economic liberal shit. But, like, in a pirate accent.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I mean... Yeah.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Our economic state of the country, I say.
Well, Rudy, I've got a bit of a different angle. Speaking of therapy earlier.
Oh, shit.
Czech
Is
drivers
this an actual intervention?
No, luckily not. Unless you're a bad driver, because Czech drivers might be forced to go to therapy for road rage incidents.
Ooh, my dad should go for this. Love you, Dad, but my dad should go for this.
So, Czech drivers have been, in the last few years, really increased the amount of brake checking they do, often leading to big accidents. And as such, it's been decided that people that get caught road raging might have their license taken away by police officers or by a judge, depending on who does it.
Yeah.
And be forced to go to therapy if they want to get it back. I think even... It's group therapy, so you're there with the,
the
with
biggest
other people who are big
intervention
heads.
Party I've ever heard, when the country government is like, buddy, you need therapy.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever done group therapy?
No. Well, apart from the ones I've organized unofficially, I guess.
I have, and it's kind of like, I don't know, awkward, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more of a movie trope. If that makes sense.
Yeah, movie. Yeah,
I feel like there's tons of movies where they do group therapy, but you know, I don't know. I don't know how effective it is. Anyway, they don't really have a choice. Yeah, you know what? That's probably true. Anyway, from the participants that have been selected, for lack of a better term, for this wonderful little program, 70%. Learned their lesson, allegedly, and got their license back. So, overall, it's a pretty successful program, I would say.
Mm-hmm. 70% is 7 out of 10, right?
Yes.
In this case as well. 10 people were selected, 7 people were like, alright, I sit here, listen to you, give me my license back.
I think there were like 200 participants so far.
Oh, that's better like than kind I thought. Wow, goddamn. 140.
Well, there you go. That's just a nice little fun fact. There's at least 200 maniacs on the road that are driving poor enough to be forced to go to therapy.
No, I'm not stupid. It is 140.
Yes, Rudy. That was correct. Good job.
I, for some reason, backtracked and I was like, am I stupid? And then I was like, I am stupid for thinking I was stupid. You see, I kind of like looped myself in there.
Well, Rudy.
Well, Henry, actually, talking about therapy, here's the season of giving.
Okay.
You want to share our red flags about each other?
What, me about you and you about me?
Yeah.
You can start because I have to think.
Okay. Your red flag is like, you are so annoyingly funny. Like, so funny. I sometimes get so mad at you because I'm jealous. I'm jealous from the bottom of my heart.
Okay. Your red flag is that you're so handsome that you make everybody else look like shit in comparison. And it's hard to be confident around you because you look so much better than everyone else.
Now that this experiment is over, I hope the listeners, you learned your lesson of what happens when we're nice to each other. Was this content? Was it really what you were here for? I mean, we can't tell because there's nobody replying to us now, but this is the teaser of what's to come if you keep whining about it. Anyways, I think it's time for us to actually go. Okay, it's the Christmas season. We can't do it officially because, as I said, we have to be nice to each other for Christmas. However, I think when they listen to that, you want to go out in the back and just beat each other up for no reason? Just to get it out? Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's good. Like,
all
clear
right,
the
let's
air.
Let's fucking go.
Get it out of our system.
Hey.
Hey, look it. What's this say? Margaret, I think they are closed. Closed? I came all the way from Illinois to get slush, dearie, and they're closed.
Does this situation sound familiar to you?
What a nasty surprise, am I right? But worry not, dear ladies, and anyone else interested. I am here to propose a perhaps radical, but effective way of how to solve your problem. The solution starts when you are buying tickets to fly to Prague.
Oh yeah.
Just don't buy them.
Oh shit.
If you're already here, buy another one and go right back. No, seriously, I have a night shift and 3 kids. I don't care about your bachelor's party for your 3rd wedding, Margaret. Please leave us alone.
As with everything, dear Americans, before doing it, please consider not doing it.
Wow, that was a great heartfelt PSA from the mayor of Prague, I think.
Yeah, indeed. It was hard to get him on the phone, but it's an issue. So we're happy to help here in Globally Local by, like, you know, addressing the issues that in the cities that we visit.
Yeah, good on us, Rudy. Really cleaning up the mess.
Yeah. I think it's time for the weather news, however.
All right. Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah. For the weather news, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Dun, dun, dun. With 4 degrees Celsius and everyone yelling, watch it slippery. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yes, people of Prague, I'm sorry to say that the weather is trying, truly trying its best to give you snow. However, something has not gone to the HR properly because all you will get for most of the month is rain. But it is the season of miracles. Do not let that drag you down, as when it comes to the end of the month, some minuses can be seen not only at night, but daytime too. So please let your cheers and hollers be heard all over the world as the holiday season has finally come. So ring the bells and open the hells, because Mariah Carey will open up for the last week of Christmas, I'm sure of it.
It's just like trying to manifest it. Or it's just guaranteed to happen.
I love that at this point for our different podcasts, we have so many theories of how Mariah Carey manifests or operates into the world every Christmas. I still think one of our best jokes was on, for those OGs who would know, for Vagabond Dilemma, when we were like, the guy who got lost in the polar expedition, the Norwegian guy, actually met Mariah Carey. And she could not let the secret go, so just fucking jumped as hell.
Lore accurate. All right. And speaking of lore accurate, everybody, keep your eyes closed. Or sorry, open them up first and then close them again if you've been sleeping the whole time. And imagine this. You roam the streets, enjoying the historical sights of a classic old European city. You visit clock towers, bridges, marketplaces, and more. Plenty to go around here. And after an eventful day, you head down to a bar and to hang back, have a beer, and enjoy the atmosphere. You ask the bartender to bring you a local speciality so that you can feel like a true Czech. After a short wait, you get a beer with 95% foam and 2 drops of, like, actual beer. So, baffled, you ask the bartender if he made a mistake, when suddenly the atmosphere becomes very heavy. This is normal, he says. It's our speciality. Drink it, and let me know what you think. And if you don't like it, well, we can cross that bridge when we get to it. You take a sip, think for a moment, and say, this is very tasty, and moreover, extremely normal, and a great way to present your beer. So, if drinking pure foam sounds good to you, then I think Prague would be a great destination, because for some reason, this is an actual drink that they serve as a local speciality. Have you ever seen it before, Rudy?
No, I have not.
It's called a mliko, and apparently it's a milky texture and I don't know.
Well, there are people who eat bull's penis somewhere in the world, so...
I think if you're in Prague, give it a go. I would be very curious to know what it tastes like, just because it seems really shit by the sounds of it.
I will be honest. There are some things in the world where I know, like, is like infamously delicatesse or some kind of thing where people eat in the world. And sometimes I think, not even on my deathbed, I would have ever thought of eating that. I feel like some people just have too much time on their hands and they just come up with some stupid shit. You've heard about the millennial egg or like the 1,000-year-old egg?
No.
So this is, I believe, somewhere in Asia they do this. They take an egg, which has a chicken embryo in it, and then they ferment it with the embryo in it. And after a fermentation process, when the egg... The thing that usually looks white or transparent in that stage is green or dark fucking brown, you eat that.
Please.
Yeah,
this
you can look it up.
Genuine psycho food.
Genuinely is. There's also, I think, fermented shark meat somewhere in Iceland that they tried this, I believe.
Fermented shark meat? That someone just forgot to put the shark meat in the fridge and was like, well,
I
we
just
gotta
know there's
eat
a
it
video
we've got
of
nothing
Gordon
else.
Ramsay and James May. Like trying it at the same time, and Gordon Ramsay just spits it out and be like, what the fuck is this shit? And then James May just goes, I'm disappointed in you, Ramsay. Such a classic meme from the guy.
All right, Rudy, let's pop off to the local business.
Yeah, in the spirit of cheer and childlike joy, mine is simple. I recommend to go to the Museum of Bricks, Praha, which is a museum dedicated solely to building and installations made out of Legos.
All
it's
right.
a Lego museum. It's honestly, I don't know, I will never get over my love for Legos. Legos, I feel like, for anyone, is one of the best gifts, no matter the age, no matter the day.
Rudy, you need to let go. You can't keep living like this.
Your joke was all so right. funny, I almost died laughing. Yeah, high-frequency laugh, I almost, like, you couldn't pick it up on mic. I love you for
Thank
who you.
You
are and your jokes. You're so funny.
Thank you. I was actually going to laugh, but I thought, I'll leave it to Rudy this time, because maybe he'll humor me for once. But, of course, I should have known that you were going to stonewall me, as usual.
I
no worries, though.
Said good things to you! Don't make me say not-so-good things about you!
I thought saying that you were a stonewall was a compliment because it means you're composed.
What? That? Why, you little silly sausage. I see what you're doing there. I see that face. You provoker. You invoker. You silly little guy.
All right. Rudy, I'm for the first time ever, and this is for real, for real, for real, I'm going to give a genuine, honest plug. Okay? So stay with me through this, all right? I know last time I said this, I led you on for like three paragraphs. This time, I mean it. Genuine plug, okay?
Do it then.
My recommendation is the Joystick Arcade Bar, which is a cool retro arcade bar where you can play some old-ass arcade games like the original Pac-Man, Pinball, and shit like that. And when you're just about done there, you can head across... from this arcade bar to a wine bar where you can get bottomless wine for just 15 bucks, I believe. 15 or 20 bucks. So, a pretty good 1-2 combo. I got this little gem from a YouTube channel. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of them, Rudy. They're called Honest Guide. And they do a lot of tourism-related content for Prague as locals. So, if you ever want to go to Prague, I genuinely recommend to check them out because they have great videos and great recommendations.
Wow, that was an honest plug. I'm proud of you. I genuinely, wow, December, the season of giving.
And
no
I'm giving...
No fucks, because we go mow the local radio. Gosh, you there, didn't I?
You did. You really did. All right, really,
God,
I'm
it makes
steal
me
the...
so validated when I actually get you back. Like, the moment you crack and laugh, everything is right in the world for me.
I'll go right ahead with the local radio. My radio recommendation is 87.8 FM Radio Blanik, because I think everybody deserves to listen to Czech music in their lives at least once. Whether that's for better or for worse, I'll leave up to you. but you should at least experience it once.
Okay. And very on brand, I recommend Frequenze One as my radio suggestion, and only because the moment I clicked on the link, my ears were blasted with Demi Lovato's version of Let It Go from Frozen. So haters out there, yup, it's Christmas a-coming. Thank you very much for listening to today's episode of Globally Local FM, where we have opened this holiday season in Prague. Do check out our dear production, Tomo Foza, and our colleague who's streaming on twitch.tv, Colossal Pengu. You can find Henry...
Buried alive, ringing a bell that's connected to my grave, but nobody's on the graveyard to save me, so just slowly running out of oxygen.
Wasn't there a joke at some point on a different podcast that I made where it's like... Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, I buried you alive. This is the continuation of this.
Yeah, I guess so. In a weird way, that's the callback I was going for.
And then you can find me on Instagram at 000RUDYS000. So 3 zeros, Rudy, 3 zeros. For some personal feedback, listen to us in any shape, way, or form, or whatever platform you find us on. We appreciate it. Trust on that. And where do we go next, Henry?
Next, you can find us in Belize City, and you'll never guess where. Belize.
Wow!
So, see you there.
It is crazy. Can we, like, find a chimney and... Do chimneys work reverse? Because Santa goes down. Can we go up and get shot to Belize?
Maybe. I think the thing with chimneys is, famously, nothing goes up a chimney. So, it's
okay,
really
well, we can try.
Hard to decide.
Pull in the flamethrower, boys! Yo!